Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
We got to talk about this Simone Biles thing. We'll talk about it in a bit, but I don't quite see it the same way as Michael Jordan quitting, or a lot of people upset at Simone Biles. I don't get it. I think the Olympics are a different animal. We'll talk about it later in the show. But first, Caden Slovis, the USC quarterback. He joined me yesterday right at the end of the show. We ran out of real estate, meaning the show ends at 3 o'clock. I told Caden, you just hang on. We're going to have a conversation that we finish. But I wanted to ask him about the college football playoff. Like, the Pac-12 needs to be part of the playoff. USC's quarterback is there. By the way, great head of hair. Looks like he should be the USC quarterback just based upon his looks. Golden boy. He was walking around the media day. USC had given him a handler that was from USC. And it was just this striking young woman in a bright red dress. Like, he was the only person that had, like, a starlet with him. You know what I mean? It was like USC had prepared in Hollywood for media day, and Caden Slovis was making rounds. But I asked him, can the Pac-12 afford to wait for expansion, or does it have to get to the playoff now? Here's his answer. Caden Slovis is with us, USC quarterback. What would it mean to get into the playoff this year? Like, everybody's talking about Pac-12 getting to the playoff when it expands. Forget that. Gets in this year. What does that mean to you?
That would mean a lot. I think the Pac-12 has gotten some unwarranted disrespect in past years, really just because of, you know, our standing not being in the playoff. And I understand that, you know, no team's really done anything to deserve to get in the playoff, but I think that doesn't mean that we don't have good talent out here and that we don't have teams capable of making it, you know. So I think that would be huge for us to do that, and obviously, you know, there's a big road ahead to do that, but I think we're very capable of doing that.
Kayvon Thibodeau's walking around here with his championship ring. He's carrying it around. I think he's inviting criticism there, but you guys, there's something left to be finished for you guys and for Washington, I think.
Yes.
When it comes to Oregon. Now, this show airs in Oregon, so just so you know, full disclosure.
I'll be aware of that.
Be aware of that, but but, you know, I think he's having some fun with it. Like, you know, I would like to see that rematch.
Yeah, I would too. I think, and he's very, very justified to wear his ring as much as he wants. He deserves it. But maybe UW fans can say something about it, but we can't because we had a chance to win and we didn't. So I'll give him that. But I definitely would like another opportunity because, you know, as a whole last year and, you know, both times I played Oregon, I definitely did not have my best game. Even my freshman year, I didn't think I played the worst game of my life, but had some bad. I think we had two tip balls and a fourth down conversion of my turnovers. So, you know, again, I'd love another opportunity to compete against them because I think, you know, we're a good enough team to win. We just, you know, unfortunately didn't have the games to do so.
Caden Slovis is with us, USC quarterback. So one of my ideas for media day is scrap this interview thing because you're getting asked the same dumb question everywhere. Game shows. We pit you and the other players against Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune. Get to know you a little bit.
Show some personality.
Yeah,
I think it'd be really fun. I think maybe next year you can introduce that idea to the commissioner.
I told him. I told Klyavkov he liked it. He thinks he can sell it. Like, you know, and he's all about selling. So I think that's good.
Also, I think people would be more willing to listen to the interviews and participate too. Like, imagine we'd be the only conference in America to have a game show with our top players. I like where your head's at.
I like that. All right, so Max Borgi, the running back at Washington State, he's doing some name, image, likeness stuff. He says he's given his money to his offensive lineman. I think that's brilliant. How do you think that's going to play? Like, when the quarterback or the running back gets the deal, backup offensive tackle's not getting a whole bunch, is that going to maybe threaten locker room chemistry? Or you tell me, you're in a locker room.
Yeah, I've actually talked to a few of the guys about it, and you know, obviously they'll kind of give you crap about, you know, stuff. Obviously, I haven't really done any deals yet, so I can't really. I have no money to give, but I talked to some of the guys. Actually, talking to two of our linemen about, you know, stuff I'm, you know, considering doing. But I think that's, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, if your teammates like you, it's not gonna be an issue. You know, I think that's you know, from I hope my teammates like me from the conversations I had. You know, they were super stoked for me. Obviously, they give me crap like, oh man, I wish I could.
You're buying dinner,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah. Right. But it's nothing. It's not no ill feelings towards it. I think, you know, for the most part, I think teams kind of understand. But also, it is like a great thing to do something for your team and your teammates. And honestly, if an opportunity like that comes for me in the future, I'd love to take part in that.
All right, Keaton Slovis, I appreciate you. Thank you for giving us some of your time, and wish you the best this season.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
The USC quarterback does not have a deal. That surprised you, Judah, that the USC quarterback doesn't have a deal yet.
Yeah, when you guys recorded that last time, I'm not sure I believe him. Come on, you just mentioned it. USC quarterback, he's got the you know, the PR lady with him. You know, he's got everything set up. And the fact that, I mean, that guy, that position, I think, would be one of the first in line in the country for an NIL deal of some kind. So I'm not sure I'm totally buying that.
Yeah, he maybe has something coming down the pipeline. I know a lot of these guys are outsourcing him. We heard from Jaden Grant yesterday. He says he just wants a Jamba Juice. He wants a free Jamba Juice. I like that.
That was hilarious.
As well. Jaden Daniels, quarterback, Arizona State. I think it's interesting to play these guys back-to-back. Jaden Daniels joined me for a conversation yesterday. He is the hopeful quarterback at Arizona State that could be the best offensive player in the conference. Here's my conversation with Arizona State's quarterback, Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels, Arizona State quarterback, media day. What question are you getting that is a tired question that I don't want to ask?
The NIL.
We're not going to talk about NIL today.
NIL.
We're not talking about that. How about game show? Favorite game show?
Ooh, Family Feud.
You like? All right. So I think next year on media day, we do game shows instead of these interviews.
I agree.
We'll put you, Herm, Ray Anderson, you get a couple of your defensive player, and then we do that team against Oregon's team or whoever.
No, most definitely. That'd be fun.
Yeah, we learn more about you, and we get who hosts that? Steve Harvey?
He does.
We get Steve Harvey. Harvey's funny.
He is.
I the other night I sat on YouTube and just watched Steve Harvey and like all the bad answers on Family Feud for hours.
It's hilarious.
It is funny. How are you doing with leadership? You know, your coach keeps talking about what a leader you are.
I'm doing great. I mean, it's something I'm taking on, the challenge of just building the growth from where I came in my freshman year to now.
Yeah. Do you feel like, because if you think about it, I think people grow probably the most from like 18 to 22. It's that age where you're really seeing growth. He said he talks to you on a daily basis. What are those talks like?
They're more than just football. It's seeing how I'm doing in life, really what's the topic of the day.
Yeah.
You know, you never know what you're going to get with Coach Hearn.
Oh, yeah.
So you walk in the office, you might talk about you something totally different than football. One day it might be about football.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he's always checking up on me.
He's got teenage daughters, too. So I think it gives him a break from the teenage girls to coach some guys.
Yeah, man. That's my little sisters right there.
Yeah. Right. So he said one of them's getting ready to drive.
Yeah.
How's that? Is that make you a little nervous?
Nah. She's about that age, you know. It might make him more nervous than me. I told him, I'm going to tell her to come pick me up.
Yeah.
So she can start driving me around.
Is it exciting to kind of be here and see players? And?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you get to come around, you get to chop it up with other players from different teams. So, you know, reconnect with some people, meet new people.
Like, yeah.
People are really cool out here.
It's interesting to see guys out of uniform, too.
Yeah.
Like Kayvon looks bigger to me. He's like an offensive lineman big.
Kayvon is Kayvon.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
What's it like to be on the field with that guy chasing you?
It's fun. I mean, that's the best thing I'll say about this. You get to go against the best of the best, you know. And like I said, he's not projected the top five pick for no reason.
Yeah.
He's obviously that guy. So, I mean, it's fun to get to go up against him.
How are you feeling about, you know, the – You didn't miss a year, but it was a really interrupted year, you know, and it wasn't normal.
Yeah.
But how do you feel kind of heading into this year with last year in the rearview mirror? Like, you know, are you on the same page with guys? Do you feel like you got something out of last year?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like just the momentum from our last two games. You know, you went through the hard time, the COVID situation. And right. Like you said, our season got interrupted a whole bunch, probably more than most teams in the country. So, I mean, it's just what we go from there, playing one game and it's in the month, and to finish the season how we finish the season. I'm real proud of the team. I feel like it's just a momentum booster into the next season.
We're talking to Jaden Daniels, Arizona State quarterback. In the NFL, you got Aaron Rodgers, former Pac-12 guy. He's the MVP. Justin Herbert, rookie of the year. Like, the Pac-12's got some players.
They do.
So why doesn't this conference get respect?
I feel like we don't get respect enough because nobody really sees us play. Since we always play at night, you know, the East Coast, they don't really get to watch us play. But when we do, I mean, God, it shows for itself. Guys can play in the league that come from the Pac-12. So, I mean... They're going to have to start respecting the Pac-12 at some point.
Yeah, the new commissioner is talking about getting the best teams to the playoff. And one of the things they've done is the schedule. You know, USC gets 7 home games. They have the bye week right before Notre Dame. They have 2 early kickoffs at the beginning of the year. They don't have to play Oregon or Washington unless they get to the title game. It's clear they're kind of setting it up, like, you know, as best they can. It's not going to be fair to everybody.
Yeah.
If you guys are going to win the South, you're going to have to do some things that USC's not being asked to do. Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with it. I mean, it's just the cards we were dealt, really. I mean, we got to go play some hard teams. You know, we got to go to Salt Lake. We got to go to Seattle.
Yeah.
We got to play USC, those type of guys. So, I mean, that's what we're made for. That's where it shows who's really going to win the championship, who's really made for it.
Did you play other sports as a kid?
I did.
Baseball?
I never
basketball?
Played baseball.
What else did you do?
I ran track.
Track. Do you miss the other sports, or are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I mean, it's fun to play basketball here and there. You know, you can never put down a basketball.
Right.
I don't miss track.
Yeah. What did you run in track?
I ran the 400.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Yeah, it's a brutal race.
Yeah.
I don't miss it at all, but I mean, I'm glad I picked the right sport.
The 400 is guts, man. It's
all mental toughness.
Yeah. So what are you thinking out of the gates? Good start.
Good start.
Strong 100.
You got to keep stride out the back stretch. And then once you get around that 300, like that 275, 300 mark, that's when it really shows if you're mentally tough or not, because it gets hard.
Because you're just pushing beyond your belief.
It gets hard.
Especially if you're running in hot weather, man, forget it. Like, I ran that with my daughter, ran that, and I would go out and go, oh, I'll run a 400 with you, and about 200, I'm going, why did I do this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thankful for my parents to put me in it, because it's mental toughness, and that's what you need for football.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's grueling.
What's next for you? Okay, you know, individually, you've got, you know, individual goals. You want to play in the NFL.
Most definitely.
You got team goals. What are the team goals?
Pac-12 or nothing.
Yeah.
Pac-12 or nothing, and when the Pac-12 go to the Rose Bowl, nothing. I mean, the main goal is, and we're in that conversation, we should be in the conversation for the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just those three things right there, that's the focus for the team.
Yeah. I like to see the Family Feud game, man. I think that's a good idea. We got to tell the commissioner.
Well, it's definitely.
Can you imagine that? How much better than you just going
station
to station, same question, you know?
That would be fun.
How do you feel about being able to be paid for an – no, you know, who doesn't want to be paid? Like, that's a good thing,
that's
right?
That's a great thing.
All right. Well, I appreciate you joining us. Thank you for giving us some of your time. Jaden Daniels.
Thank you.
All right. Alex Forsyth, Oregon Ducks offensive lineman. He joins us next to talk about...
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.